Stewie. You pulled the pin on running the club, but you've got to look back on some fantastic stuff you've done with the club.
Yeah, it's been a very exciting couple of years as president, but it's time to sort of step aside and let someone else have a go and still be involved in the club, but more in a volunteer role and get back to enjoying some rugby instead of the administration side of things.
Well, that's one of the great challenges. The president is, a lot of the time, the president is running around not watching the games, pouring the beers or putting the oranges in at halftime and all that sort of stuff, and we don't see that as the president sort of does everything. You know, how do you see the club going forward, not only in a financial sense but also as a club sense? We've been to the semi-finals back-to-back seasons in the two-tier competition. It's a great challenge to keep getting new players in and getting juniors in as well.
Yeah, I mean, next year's a big year for the club, 125 years of rugby in Gunnedah, so financially the club's in a good spate, so we're just trying to obviously build on that and try and semi-finals next year, and depending on what the competition structure is.
And also, of course, you've got this fine extravagance that is the Pertec franchises in Gunnedah and Tamworth. You've come in as an interloper in the last couple of years from Penrith Emus and Sydney Club Rugby, but how have you enjoyed your time here and also the family? It's just a better lifestyle out here, isn't it?
Oh, mate, I love it. Never go back to Sydney. I'd sort of tell all my friends and family down there to move out this way, because it's a great lifestyle, and community is a pretty good thing. So, and getting back to playing for your town as well is a good thing for any club sport, I think. So, yeah, it's a good move.
And what about Pertec? How's it going in the business? Of course, we're red hot at the moment in regards to mines, and Shamwell and Watermark may be in tomorrow. They may be in 2 or 3 years. So the business is sort of taking a bit of a strain on you as well?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some pretty good staff as well, so we're sort of involved in mining, but also sort of agricultural stuff as well, so it's been some pretty interesting times lately, but business has been going really well for us, so can't complain, mate. Very happy with how things are going.
Of course, we've got Jeremy McCall coming for the Sportsman's Lunch. That'll be, of course, the 23rd of this month. You can get your tickets at Fleming and Ross, but also you can go through the club's website, gunnedahrugby.com.au. Have you seen overall the Central North competition with, of course, the two tiers and the like? Has that been beneficial to everybody, or there's been a bit of a split in the zone about it? And of course, now we won't be going with New England. Is that something that is quite palatable as well?
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion, obviously, when we started the two-tier competition, that we needed to have a split competition to support some of the struggling clubs. We've given them now 2 years to support it, and I don't think the two-tier system actually worked this year, purely because of the second-grade standard. Some teams didn't have second grade or did have second grade. It split. It didn't follow clubs. And then also, you know, there were still some big score lines in both top tier and second tier. So, me as well, from all my years of playing rugby, I sort of value a semi-finals. You have to be the best teams to make semi-finals, not awarding the 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th and playing semi-finals. I've never really valued that part of the structure. So, I mean, I'd like to get back to top four teams make the semi-finals. If you're good enough, you're there. If you're not, then there's always next year and you've things to work on.
Yeah. Finally, of course, we've had the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles up in Tamworth. How was the reaction to that? And it's also great to see that New South Wales Rugby has handed off some fantastic stuff for us in regards to the Levertool coaching course, which will be on the 6th, 7th and the 8th of November. And also on the way through, we've got that trial on the 15th of November out at Gunnedah for the junior gold as well.
Yeah, it's been a good thing to see it come out this way, and it's good to see my old coach over in Tamworth. But it's great to see that they're starting to promote rugby out in the country and stuff like that too. And not to say that Gunnedah wouldn't host one of these games in the future as well.
Thanks for your time, Stuart. We wish you all the best as you pulled the pin, but you've done a great job in running the show there at the Darragon Gunnedah Red Devils. And you can find out more about the Red Devils by going to their website at gunnedahrugby.com.au. And of course, also the AGM for the Darragon Gunnedah Red Devils is on the 29th of this month from about 6:30.